This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For the full show and archives, visit jodcast.net.
Okay, we're joined by Dr. Pamela Gay of the University of Southern Illinois, Edwardsville. Hi, Pamela. Welcome to the Jodcast.
Hi, Stuart. How are you doing?
I'm okay, thanks. Now, you create AstronomyCast along with Fraser Kane of Universe Today, but you're also involved with the 365 Days of Astronomy podcast. So just give us a background as to exactly what it is.
It's at its core, it's just another podcast, but this one invites the entire community of astronomy to participate. We're planning to put out a new, basically 6 to 10 minute podcast every single day of 2009.
That sounds like an awful lot of work.
Yes, and this is why we're inviting the entire community to take part. Any one group of people could never pull this off, but by going to everyone, and that includes you, Stuart, by going to everyone and saying, hey, we see you blog, we see you podcast, we hear you have a good voice, we know you have a good story to tell, you're part of the astronomy community. By inviting everyone to participate, we can pull off this larger scale of a project, and we can also introduce to our listeners topics as far-ranging as science fiction to science fact to the details of relativity to the details of why we have solar eclipses.
Now, I know that over the last month or so, lots of people have been volunteering to produce episodes. I'm one of them. Has the entire year been filled now?
I think right now we're looking at about 50% of the dates are accounted for. So that still gives over 100 days that are waiting for somebody's name to get attached to them.
So if any of our listeners were starting to feel inspired to contribute, what do they need to know and how do they go about getting involved?
Well, the only real constraint we have is you have to do your podcast in English. But beyond that, go to the 365daysofastronomy.org website. That's just 365daysofastronomy.org. And there's a join in tab. Click on that and it'll give you information on what the technology required is, what file formats are required. And then it invites you to send an email after looking at the calendar and lay claim to a few different dates and tell us what different topics you're interested in talking on. And then someone from our team will get back to you and we'll work on confirming dates. And 1 month before your day is due, we'll be sending you information on how to get us your audio files.
Now, you said about the technology. Does that mean that people need some kind of special equipment to record an episode?
No. You do need to have some means of being able to record your audio. There's lots of different things out on the market that work. Just getting a Logitech mic and attaching it to a computer and using the free Audacity software that's available works. If you have a good microphone that you use for communicating with Skype or anything else, that should be sufficient. Audacity is free, it's easy to use, and we'll provide a web space that you can upload your audio files to.
Now, some of our listeners probably have great ideas, but they might be a bit shy about recording their voices. Can they still contribute?
Yes. In fact, anyone who wants to just write a script, there are several of us who are more than willing to read scripts for you. So if you're a writer and you don't like to have your voice heard by other people, get in contact with us about that and we'll work on partnering you up with voice talent.
So it seems that there are plenty of ways for people to get involved. Are there any particular topics that you'd like to hear people talk about?
I think just this is something that we want to hear about science at all different levels. We want to hear about how astronomy has affected culture. We want to hear about all different aspects. So find something that you're passionate about or find someone who does astronomy that you really want the world to hear what they have to say and interview them. It doesn't have to be just one voice. You can do this as a team. You can do this as an interview. Find something that you're passionate about and share it with the world.
I think that's probably very good advice. So this is a podcast that everyone can listen to and everyone can contribute to, which is great. And it looks set to make it very interesting indeed. So perhaps some of our listeners will contribute and add a topic that they're passionate about into the mix. So if they want to do that, can you just remind us what the website address was?
365daysofastronomy.org.
Well, we'll make sure we put that in the show notes as well. So Pamela, thank you for taking the time to talk to us.
It's been my pleasure, Stuart.